If you've been listening to us for a while, you've been hearing us talking about the emotions within you. And you know that the emotions that feel really good over there where love and appreciation are, that they are all about your perception of your own empowerment. And that over there, those emotions that don't feel good, like despair and fear, they're all about your perception of disempowerment. And we talk about all of the emotions in between. In other words, when you feel disempowered, you are really not letting yourself be who you are. If you let yourself move in the direction of who you are into something like rage or revenge, at least you're moving in the right direction. If you keep moving into anger and then less anger, you're moving in the right direction. If you keep moving into frustration and overwhelmment, you're moving in the right direction. If you keep moving into hoping, you're moving in the right direction, into believing, into knowing, into love. In other words, there are so many different words and so many different feelings that all describe this emotional trail that you could be upon. But we want you to realize that you can't jump from despair all of the way over into appreciation, even if somebody tells you that you should, or even if you really want to, because the vibrational frequencies are far enough apart, and you've got a sort of habit or vibration set up where you are. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking, isn't it? A pattern of thought or a habit of thought. So what we're wanting you to begin to realize and to approach as we are moving through this day together is that rather than concentrating too hard on wanting to move from a particular emotion to another particular emotion, instead, if you will let the emotion that you are reaching for be the emotion of relief, because everything is relative, isn't it? The other day, Esther was ragging on about something, and Jerry listened to her for a little while and did his best to ignore her, but you know how when someone ignores you, you get louder too. And so Esther was determined to get his attention, and when she did get his attention, he lovingly but incredibly mistakenly said to her, "That sounds upstream to me." And Esther said, "Well, it was downstream to me. You should have been where I was before." And what we're wanting you to get a sense of is, first of all, you don't need to know where anybody else is in the stream. You only need to know where you are. And the only thing that is important to you to be aware of in the stream is whether you're doing your best from where you are to go with the flow, or whether you've got some resistance going on. In other words, this vibrational relativity, if you can get your thoughts around this, it's going to serve you so well. Because think about it. If you have a sort of mantra or quest that right now, wherever I am, wherever I put my boat in the water, and we're going to give you something really profound that you might want to write down here, I am where I am. In other words, you are wherever you are, and the stream is flowing, and everything that you want is downstream. So if your determination is to find the best feeling thought that you can find from where you are, then you're finding the relief of turning and going with the flow for a little bit. Imagine that you have been hungry for a while. Not for days or anything like that, but let's say all morning long you've been hungry, and now it's time for you to go get something to eat. And so as you sit in front of some delightful plate of food and you begin eating it, would it feel to you that that experience of eating, since you were hungry, would be a downstream experience or an upstream experience? Downstream. Would feel downstream, wouldn't it? So now let's say that you're eating, and you're eating and 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 eating. It's the second hour you're eating. It's the third hour you're eating. Now is continuing to eat downstream or upstream. Isn't that interesting? Now, let's say that you walk into a room, you've been outside, you've been mowing the lawn or running, and it's a hot, humid day, and you're really perspiring, and you walk into a room, and the thermostat on the room set at about 65 degrees, and when you walk in, you feel that cool contrast across your body. Would it feel downstream or upstream to you? Now, let's say you set yourself down in the room and you cool down pretty good, and an hour later it's 65 degrees, and 2 hours later it's 65 degrees, and 3 hours later it's 65 degrees. Would that 65 degree room 4 or 5 or 10 hours later be upstream or downstream to you? So we're wanting you to get the sense of this relativity. In other words, now let's say that you've been in that room and you're all cooled down. In fact, you're really cooled down. And now 100 really hot people who have been running a marathon walk into the room. How would they find the room? Who's right? they find it to be perfect for them. You find it to be very uncomfortable for you. The point that we're making here is that this vibrational relationship is always about you and where you stand, because you are a constant, we're not kidding you, moment by moment, expanding being. And as you are continuing to expand, you've got to keep up with your expansion. That's really what life is all about. We never see any of you decide that you'll go on a vacation and you've got a nice itinerary planned. You're at home and you're going to go there and there and there and there and there and there and there, and then you're going to go back home. We never see you look at these plans and say, now, wait a minute, let me be objective here. I'm going to go there, 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 and I'm going to come back home. I'm already home. Why go? Seems to me that I have already accomplished this vacation. I'm just going to check it off the list. And we say, you didn't go on the vacation to get it done. You went on the vacation for the fun along the way, for the insights, for the stimulation, for the expansion, for the fun of it. And this is the thing that we so want you to understand. You are where you are, and life has caused you to put so much in your vibrational escrow, and the larger part of you has already become it and is living it and is calling you toward it. Not just calling you toward it, but calling you and all of the circumstances and events and other co-creative friends, all of the rendezvous points, everything that is necessary for the culmination of what you have launched is all being summoned to this rendezvous point. And the question, the only question that you ever want to ask yourself is, am I going willingly? Because you're going. You're going. When you croak, we promise you, you will become the expanded version that life caused you to become. And further, the new consciousness that is born back into physical comes from that expanded version. Do you get a sense of how that works? That's why we can pronounce to you unequivocally that life on planet Earth is getting better and better and better and better. As humans, you have not managed to scrape enough dirt together to launch another Earth into orbit. Have you noticed that? But you're not launching your Earths into orbit from your physical perspective. You are here causing an expansion of desire, and from the source energy perspective, all of that creation of worlds is taking place. And so, oh, this wonderful dilution ratio thing is happening where you're giving birth to constant new rockets of desires, and whether you allow yourself to go with the flow of your rocket of desire or not, the larger part of you does. And the new energies that are being born into human form or into physical form are coming from that vantage point of that expanded knowledge of well-being. And then as the babies are being born, they're in that clear, sharp place of understanding their worthiness and their power. And so, while it's true that the longer you live in these physical bodies, the more that most of you find to fuss and worry about and pinch yourself off and struggle against and move upstream, but then you keep croaking. And new, enlightened, free-feeling, pure positive energy babies are being born. And then there are those like you, old, but you're not babies, who are finding now ways to deliberately turn downstream. So the dilution ratio of well-being is improving for humans, but we want to say to you, even if it were not to improve, and it must, it would be all right, because the largest vibration that law of attraction is responding to is a source energy part of you. So what we're getting at here, and we're going to speak it very clearly, the worst thing that you can do is pinch yourself off by not managing your own energy, by pushing against the stream that's going that way. That's the worst thing that you can do. You can't destroy your planet. You can't destroy the human race. You can't cease to exist. In other words, the well-being is so predominant. Have you looked around lately? Have you flown over or driven through any part of this magnificent world? Do you see the well-being ratio in relationship to the not well-being? Do you understand that well-being is so abundant? It always has been and it always will be. And the well-being is getting more well-being with every breath that you all take. But you can find something to fuss and worry about and use as your in-the-moment reason to not allow yourself to be up to speed with who you really are. And you know what? You'll feel negative emotion as your indicator that you're not being up to speed with who you really are. So that's where we come in. We said we would remind you that you are source energy in physical form, and that you have guidance within you that lets you know whether you're closing the gap in this vibrational duality or whether you're widening it. And we want you to know that there will always be a bit of a gap. That's sort of the treacherous thing about standing out on the leading edge. You knew it. You said, I am pure positive energy, and I'm eager to expose myself to contrast, because without contrast, new ideas of expansion cannot be. You knew that the contrast would literally be the stuff that puts eternalness in eternity. You knew it. But you never, ever, ever said, I'll go forth, I'll see what's going on, I'll know what I don't want, which means I'll give birth to what I do want. I know that the larger part of me will be in the processes of expansion as a result of me knowing what I don't want. But then I think I will just hold myself for the length of time that I'm in this physical body, vibrationally apart from what life caused me to become. I think that I will just be valiant and virtuous, and I will just run around this planet, and I will point out to everyone all the things that are going wrong. I think that I owe it to humanity to be the one who constantly beats the drum of contrast. You never, ever said that. You said the contrast will give birth to the desire, and as soon as the desire is known, I will turn my undivided attention to the new expanded version of me. And you know what happens when you begin to do that? You begin to feel this glorious ride on this stream. It's like being out there on the leading edge of that surfboard. A stream that's moving fast and you're moving with it is so delicious. A stream that's moving fast and you're moving in opposition with it is not delicious. A stream that is not moving at all, a stagnant pond, would be incredibly uncomfortable.